On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the latest season of Big Brother Celebrity Edition, my former neighbor, Ross Matthews. What's going on, man?
I was just stuck in a house with Omarosa, so this is a delight to be here with you.
Well, that's funny because all the clips I see and all the buzz and and the takeaway from that show was the highlight of you and your girl, Omarosa.
Me winning a Pulitzer Prize for my one-on-one sit-down interview with Omarosa. Let me tell you something. When that was happening, we're stuck in the house, away from the world. For 29 days, I was away from the world.
Wow, and that's a long time.
A long time. And I was having that conversation with Omarosa, and right after it, I ran inside to the diary room where you can talk to the producers, and I said, did you see that? That's going to be everywhere.
So your producer hat was on.
I'm like, of course. Yes. You know, I just, as soon as I saw Omarosa walk into that house, I thought, well, I've got to get some sort of scoop. Because I've seen her after the White House. She did that interview on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
There were clearly some talking points of what she would talk about and not talk about.
Right.
But nobody gave me talking points.
Right.
So I just thought, what can I get her to say? I wasn't thrilled with the result. She said, we're not going to be okay.
Oh.
Yeah. I wanted to ask the question that everybody wants to know, whether you have kids in college or trying to pay your mortgage or your rent. Are we going to be okay?
Yeah.
And she said, no.
Well,
to be fair, though, isn't she kind of a crazy person?
And I have
allegedly,
to
I don't know.
And I have to imagine a little salty with the exit.
I mean, yeah, she didn't leave on good terms.
Right. Could be disgruntled.
I asked her if she would ever vote for Trump again. She said, dear God, no, never.
Oh.
It was very interesting.
Look at you with the breaking news.
I'm telling you, that's my new thing now. Now I'm the new, like, Barbara Walters. I'm the new Rachel Maddow. We can share blazers.
There you go. So I forget that Big Brother is sort of a competition, too, right? I thought it was more. And you were runner-up. Congratulations.
Well, let me tell you something. My goal was to be on as many episodes as I could. I mean, getting in the house, I won. I'm a huge Big Brother fan. I played that game so hard and so well. And then, Mario, America voted me their favorite player.
Of course.
Of course.
I can see that.
Finally, I'm prom queen.
So, finally, right? So wait, who was the winner then?
Marissa Jarrett Winokur.
Got it.
Who, of course, we know from Hairspray. She won the Tony.
So yeah,
she
very
won.
Sweet girl.
But she was my ride or die throughout the house. We were loyal to each other all throughout.
And for those who may not be familiar, so you're essentially, see, I thought it was more like the real world and we're just sort of experiencing. You're in the house and are there tasks?
Yes.
And what happens?
Huge competitions. You compete for head of household, then you nominate two people for eviction. They can compete for the power of veto. Take themselves off the block, and the house votes.
So it's sort of like Survivor in a house.
Exactly.
Okay.
And there's
with
been
food.
With food, and a bed. But there's been 19 seasons. You are cut off from the outside world, from your families, from the internet. There's no books, no music.
That's tough.
Nothing. It is tough.
Therapeutic.
It's therapeutic, and it's also very challenging. But
Salvador?
My partner Salvador. 9 years we've been together. I didn't get any contact with him. It was really tough, but I love this show. I love this game, and I'm so proud of the way I played.
Yeah.
And the numbers were huge. It was up against the Olympics. We got like 5 million people a night watching us.
Nice.
On CBS.
Congrats, man. Good for you.
Thank you.
I knew you would do well in that game.
Please.
I knew you would do
Please.
Well. Did we miss anything that you wish they would have shown?
Oh my God, so much. I mean, I was put on Slop, which is a Big Brother staple, where if you fail a challenge, you can eat nothing but this, like, it's like oatmeal mixed with glue, but tastes less.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like a negative flavor. Mm. And it's a real gummy. And if you wear dentures, it's not going to be good for you.
Oh,
but I managed to make them taste good. I made Slop biscuits, which I called Sliskits.
Okay.
I made savory ones and sweet ones. Everybody loved them, but they didn't show that on the show, which is a shame.
They didn't show. And who did you become close with, or if anyone?
I came close with just about everybody. I mean, never did I think Chuck Liddell and Meta World Peace and Ross Matthews would ever be in the same sentence, let alone sharing a dinner every night, you know? And it was very odd. The sentence I never thought I would say is, Omarosa, can you hand me more toilet paper? But, you know, I can check that one off the bucket list.
Yeah. Well, you're a big sports fan. I know
I am.
You like the Seahawks, right?
I love the Seahawks. So I miss the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I was inside the house.
That's right. That's right. They did. So the timing, so you couldn't even see that.
No, missed the Grammys, missed the Super Bowl. So I don't know anything about the Super Bowl except that the Eagles won. That's the only thing I know.
Yeah, hell of a game too.
Was it? Somebody tweet me a link so I can at Hello Ross, please.
Just search drunk Kevin Hart Super Bowl. You'll enjoy that.
Is that funny? I didn't even get that pop culture reference.
You'll enjoy the clip you see.
There was some funny shenanigans outside of, well, no, actually that was inside the stadium going on surrounding the event. So let's Let's talk about RuPaul's Drag Race. That returns this month on VH1. And I follow you on social media, so I see you post about it. That's a fun group over there.
Oh, yeah.
What can you tease us with that?
Well, I'm a judge on that show.
Is Michelle Visage still over there?
Michelle Visage is still a judge on that show. Last year, we were nominated for 8 Emmy Awards. We won 3 of them, including Rue winning great. Again. So the show is a juggernaut. It's moved to VH1 now, and more people than ever are enjoying the show. Season 10, you don't even know what you don't even know what you don't know. It is so good. I don't know how they keep elevating it and making it better. 10 seasons and 3 all-star seasons.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Good for you, man.
Isn't that
good
great?
As far as the Oscars this weekend, are you going to be working at all? Obviously, you're going to be watching, but...
I'm going to be watching. This year, I'm doing something a little differently. I'm producing a show with Nat Geo Wild called Nat Geo Wild on the red carpet, and I'm interviewing animals, the biggest stars you can imagine. Meryl Sheep, Mahershalama Ali, Viola Davis.
That's fantastic.
Cobra Winfrey. I really get the hard-hitting interviews, and actors do the voices back.
Oh, that's so
funny.
It's
a show for the whole family. We are going to win a prize for the most puns ever in one show.
Yeah.
I promise you. It's on at 7 p.m. on Nat Geo Wild, 4 p.m. on the West Coast, and it's get the whole family to gather around. It's hilarious.
I really hope that Cobra Winfrey runs for president in 2020.
Well, I'd vote for Cobra.
I do ask her that question, and I also get an exclusive interview with Dame Judi Dench.
That's great.
Yeah.
So much fun. I love it. You always have had a hustler mentality, yes. which I can respect, and I know you also have a podcast.
Straight Talk with
which
Ross.
I haven't been invited to, but whatever.
Would
now
you really
I can't
come on?
I just invited myself. It's not cool, so now I can't, because I feel like when you get invited to a party, it's like, oh, I heard you're having a party. Oh, do you want to come? Well, not now, because
you're right. That was pretty lame when you just did that. Pretty sad.
But
Straight Talk with Ross is so much fun. I'm the gay best friend you wish you had, you know you need. I serve it straight, whether we're talking about pop culture or about the advice you need in your life.
So what are we talking about? So you cover what? And how long is the podcast usually?
Well, the podcast, there's 2 episodes a week. They're about an hour long. Everything's free. You can get them on iTunes or straighttalkwithross.com. Mm-hmm. And we have big stars like Rosie O'Donnell. Meghan McCain has been on, Kelly Osbourne. We've never had Mario Lopez on. And
Mario Lopez has never been invited.
Yeah, we're going to keep it that way.
That's fun, man. That's fun. Aren't they the best, though? You can just riff on whatever and you're not edited. And
no rules. Nothing's off limits. We go there on Straight Talk.
Well, let's go there on some Hollywood topics right now. Tell me your take on Bieber and Selena being back together.
Now, see, listen, you are filling me in on my month outside of
Big
Brother.
Right.
I was just released.
Right.
You can tell me and I will react with my real reaction, because I don't know this. Are they still together?
They are still together. Good. Parents have been, her parents have been vocal that they're not endorsing this, nor are they happy. She's had more issues as of late that she's come forward with. What were the latest?
Wait, who?
Selena Gomez. What?
Oh, she stole her kidney's friend or her friend's kidney.
Well, no,
kidney.
Yeah. She stole the kidney's friend, but then she had some more like anxiety.
Oh, yeah. She had some depression issues or something like that.
Yes, and then he's gotten more ink.
But they're going to church together.
Right.
Listen, maybe these two are like the love story of our time. Okay, maybe I'm naive and I just believe in love. But watch, maybe in 60 years we'll be saying, hey, they're still together, they're still happy, and their love lasted the test of time.
I like the eternal optimism.
Right?
That you
Or maybe
exude.
It'll end horribly.
Right. Yeah. Good luck to those kids.
What else happened? Go, tell me.
Oprah in 2020, it's been rumored.
Yeah.
She was going to run, then she said no. Now she's saying if she gets a sign from God, she will. So what is your take?
God, hurry up. Give Oprah a sign, right? I think I just, as a fan of pop culture, I mean, politics aside, as a fan of pop culture, that would be an epic election cycle. Oprah versus the Donald. Girl, I am not leaving my house for 2 years. I'm going to be glued to the news. That's amazing.
Those debates would be unfair, though, because she would just give the audience a car.
Yes. Right.
And then win them over that way.
America!
Heather Locklear has gotten arrested again.
Yeah.
Poor thing. And this is on the heels of a DUI. And this is with her boyfriend that used to be her boyfriend back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went all Jackie Chan and beat up like 3 cops, or tried to, and even tried to bite the nose off a of one of them.
This is very Amanda Woodward on Melrose Place. Do you remember the two?
Of course I do. Yeah, I was a fan since T.J. Hooker and Dynasty back in the day.
Thank you very much.
So she's had a nice successful career. We're not talking about a one-hit wonder here.
No.
So
no, it was multiple hits. That's what she's charged with.
Ba-dum-bum.
But I always love Heather Locklear, and I met her once. I'm rooting for her. But this it turns out she's way more like the Amanda Woodward character than I ever imagined.
What was her deal again? Refresh.
Oh, Amanda Woodward worked at D&D Advertising Agency. Do you remember this?
Vaguely.
And she was a real bitch. And she was that. Up in everybody's business. She was sort of like, remember how Omarosa was in the Big Brother house?
She was the white Omarosa.
You said it. I was
the Omarosa of Melrose Place.
Yeah, ding dong. There you go.
Stacey Dash has decided she's going to run for Congress.
Bless her
heart.
You
love pop culture.
Yes, I do.
She looks great, by the way.
Yeah.
She's like 49, I heard.
She looks great.
I think she's 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, either one. She looks fantastic.
I think it's appropriate that she was in Clueless.
Should be fun.
Good for her. Bless her heart.
Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux split. Did you see that coming? Did you?
No, me who believes in love so much. Yes. No, I'm always blindsided by these celebrity divorces and broken heart. I mean, that was the first news that I was told when I walked out of the house. I don't like that. I like those two kids together. The only thing that would make me feel better about it is if she got back together with Brad.
I know, that's what everybody's
who's single.
Sort of, right.
Talk about storybook. Come on.
Right. Really? Do you think secretly Angelina Jolie is like, huh? Because you know that everyone was saying that Jennifer Aniston was like, huh? When she broke up with Brad.
I promise you, they're both like, oh.
Right? Last one. Kylie Jenner's $1.4 million Ferrari as a push present from a dude that she's not even with anymore, which is very confusing.
Listen, if Ross Matthews pushed a baby out, he wouldn't deserve a $1.4 million car. All right? I mean, it's a miracle of life. I get it, but people do it every day. You don't need a Ferrari at $1.4 million. That's crazy.
Yeah. They need more seasons.
Yeah.
You know, the show's extending the brand. Yeah, exactly.
It's too much.
All right. I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers before we go. Current song obsession.
Oh, I like that Cardi B and Bruno Mars saw about finesse.
Yes,
yeah. Which we didn't know. They played over the loudspeaker. They woke us up one morning and we were all like, what is this song?
They're like, it's hot.
Because it got hot when we were in the house.
First show you watched when you left Big Brother.
Oh my gosh. What did I watch first? Rachel Maddow. I want to know what was going on in the world.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Biggest pet peeve?
In the Big Brother house, I'll tell you, we didn't have a lock on the door. We just had a vacant or
no lock.
Or not vacant.
Yeah.
And people would just always leave the switch at not vacant when they would leave. And so every time you had to walk and knock. I know that seems small.
No.
But that was a pet peeve.
It's a pet in the butt after a while.
Yes.
What were the bathroom rules?
Bathroom rules were flush.
Typical.
For the love of God.
Because how many had to share? How many bathrooms?
There were 11 of us and one bathroom.
Come on. No, there wasn't.
That's a true story.
I wouldn't have signed up.
Who spent the most time in the bathroom?
Hold on a second.
Because if Mario were on this, it'd be a nightmare.
I like to post up.
Yeah, he does.
I like to post up.
It's a second office.
I don't want anybody...
Post up is, I like to take my time.
Sure.
I like to just, you know, not be rushed. I like to hang out. That's one of the few things when you got kids running around, you're busy.
I escaped to the bathroom.
So if you would have told me 11 people, one bathroom, I would have had to tap out.
Yeah.
Come on, Ross Matthews.
Let me tell you the other thing.
Are you kidding me? That's the scariest thing I've heard all
day. No, I don't. I don't do this, but you know, if you're going number two or something, in the Big Brother house, there's no phone. So like, you know, usually you play a game, you like
Instagram
text,
or something.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
There's nothing to do except stare at the wall in front of you.
Well, no, you get a magazine. Go old school.
You can't have magazines in the Big Brother house.
You can't.
There's nothing.
Can you go like real old school and read like the back of a shampoo bottle?
Yeah, you could do that. If you could find a shampoo bottle, that's what you could read.
Wow.
It was difficult.
One bathroom, Ross.
Mm-hmm. If you want head of household, you get your own bathroom upstairs.
Even in Survivor, you can go find a bush.
Yes.
Or you can go have private time. That's... Oh, no, dude.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I have a whole new level of respect.
Thank you very much.
See, this segue into something that just... Wow, okay.
You're welcome.
Go-to late-night snack.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It's like a baked chip, which is a total lie. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes, yes.
Because you're
if
like,
that's a chip that you eat and you don't feel guilty mm-hmm. and it's still tasty, but it is a lie.
It's a lie because I ate the whole bag. So it no longer works. You know, yeah. it's like,
you look good though, I got to say.
Right? I know. I lost like almost 15 pounds in the house because I was on the diet I called public shame.
Yeah.
Because you're eating 24/7. You're on camera. Millions of people are watching you.
Yeah.
That'll knock that Dorito out of your hand.
Another thing I'd like to point out, you have embraced the graying temple.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I have my graying temple here on my hair.
It looks good.
Thank you.
I have not. Mm-hmm. I am a just for men guy. I'm gonna put it out there. Uh-huh. I don't care. But should I go? Should I?
Well, how much? It's about the ratio.
You know what? I would say it's about similar to yours.
No,
you
rock don't it do good. It. I'll don't tell you do, why.
Okay, good. Thank you. I was hoping you said that.
No one's tuning in for my looks. Okay, so I just want to say all you have is your looks. No,
a little too hearty of a laugh, Ross Matthews. A little too hearty of a laugh. I try to be vulnerable with you, and you kick me right in the throat.
That is awful. I'm sorry.
All right, this will get edited.
No, okay. Yeah, we'll repeat that part five times.
Repeat that right there. All right, so I'm sticking with the bottle. That's it. No, I'd look like Anderson Cooper. That's the real thing.
This looks good on you. I look like a Lego head when I was dying mine. You know what I mean? I just looked like
You did die for a while.
For a bit, yeah. Okay. And then it was exhausting, and I just thought, I always preach. I mean, listen to my voice. Listen to who I am. I always preach about being yourself. Sure. Whatever you are, do it. Never had any plastic surgery, nothing like that in this town. And then when I was dyeing my hair, I felt like, well, yeah, you're living a lie. Like, just be yourself. Be who you are.
Okay. So I'm a liar face.
No.
So you only have your looks and you're a liar.
You're a liar.
That's good. I'm a
you
liar.
You should all do right. Big Brother.
Can't, one bathroom, can't roll.
Yeah, do it.
That's
tap out.
Deal
tap
breaker.
Out.
That's a deal breaker. Mm-hmm. Celebrity crush growing up.
Who was my celebrity crush growing up? Next question.
Growing up, because, not now. Oh, why?
Because I would watch Saved by the Bell. That was my thing. So it was always between the two of you two. Oh,
yeah, but which one?
Next question.
Ah, it's Zach.
No, when you're Ross Matthews, you take what you can get. You don't get picky.
Last question. What reboot should happen next?
Oh, my gosh. A reboot of... let me give you a good answer here. I'm trying to think. Because what I love, like the Roseanne reboot is a perfect thing for me. I loved that show. I thought mm-hmm. it was perfect. I would do another Little House on the Prairie, right? But kick it up a notch.
Same era?
Yes.
I love that
but
era.
Have like a gay neighbor. Yeah. I'm just trying to get myself a job. Yeah. Howdy, Hero Township.
Comes over. Right? All he wants to do is milk a cow.
That would actually be hilarious.
Laura, baby Carrie fell down the well. You know? I come in overalls.
I'd watch that.
I think we need to produce that.
Right. Come visit us more, my man. The new season of RuPaul's Drag Race premieres on March 22nd. You can follow him on Instagram at Hello Ross.
You follow me.
I do follow you.
You comment all the time.
I do. I follow you. I hit that like button and everything.
Ditto.
All right, buddy. On with Mario Lopez.